This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You need surgery.
Bisexuality.
Bisexual.
I'm bisexual.
Bisexual.
Triple bypass.
Bisexual.
Bisexuality.
I'm bisexual.
Bisexuality.
The best of both worlds.
Triple bypass.
Triple bypass.
Triple bypass.
Triple bypass
on Joy 94.9.
This is Triple Bypass on Joy 94.9. Here with you for another Tuesday night. This is Australia's only radio show about bisexuality. And I am Anthony.
I am James.
And I'm Rivi.
And we have a guest with us in the studio tonight.
Thanks for joining us, Matt Coleman.
Hello, woo. Hello. Woo.
If you've been listening over the last 10 minutes, you may recognise Matt from Urban Dreaming, which is our neighbour show.
Yes. It's very exciting to be on this show. I listen to you guys sit outside and not bother going home because I like to listen. And now I'm here.
Oh, you say that to all the shows.
No, it's actually why he's on the show, because he just been sitting outside the door and we all felt really bad.
I'm like the puppy at the lost dog. Love me.
But that was Living Colours by... Nice and simple. Good title for a good song. Yeah. None of the singers are bisexual. They just think it's a cool concept. Love that.
Yeah, we like the allies, even in the music. And we want to acknowledge Urban Dreaming and thank them for the... setting up Tuesday nights for us, because we kind of feel like we have a lot in common with Urban Dreaming on this show.
Yeah, no, we do. Firstly, we have shared a producer for a little while.
We did, yeah. Ah, oh, bloody Claire Bear. Love
she's,
her.
She's changing our lives. Now, so Matt, but you don't identify technically as bisexual, though, do you? What identity do you prescribe to when it comes to your sexuality?
Oh, look, it depends on who I'm talking to, because people like to tell me what I am and where I fit. But I say sort of energy sexual, and then people are like, well, okay, so you're pan. And I'm like, well, if that's what you want to call it. But absolutely it is, for me, it's about the energy of the person, not the appendage. So.
I think it's actually a word for someone who's attracted to intellect or to someone's brain as opposed to their body.
Sapiosexual.
Sapiosexual, yeah, that's not what I am.
Nope, doesn't like that.
No, I'm an energy being, and so it's not like you just wash me with your energy and... I'm yours.
How's the energy going in here?
The energy is really good in here. I need to sit back away from my microphone a little bit.
I find that really interesting, energy sexual. I haven't heard that before, and I'm really intrigued by it because I think I carry a lot of anxious energy, and already I'm starting to worry about what vibrations are going to be bouncing off you from over here.
Can I ask, was that a self-awareness that took you a little while to arrive at? Was there a bit of meandering on your way to that destination?
A really, really long time. I'm 29, but I say that my last birthday I was 4. So for the first 25 years of my life, I was just here. Like I wasn't truthful with myself. I wasn't sort of connecting to the energy or the world around me. And I did a lot of acting training at 25, and that sort of opened me up to the idea of just being. So from there I sort of went, well, love is blind, that's why you kiss with your eyes closed, but what is it that attracts me? It's the it's the energy. I can close my eyes and still feel something.
Yeah.
There's so much in that, because I think about relationships and partners that I've had.
Hard to come out. Like, I'm energy sexual. It's because I think I just require, like,
yeah.
Bisexual requires some explanations as it is. Explaining,
right.
Like, a further level to that just be like, yeah. Wait, what is it with kids these days?
Right.
And then bang,
yeah.
Sexuality.
You know, that's my dad said that the other day. He's like, so Matt, can you tell me when did you come out as gay? And I'm like, well, I'm not gay, Dad. And he's like, what? You were just with a boy. And I was like, well, no, I'm pansexual or energy sexual. He's like... Right, I'm done.
Stay away from the PowerPoints. Don't put it in the PowerPoints.
Do you have it like a script or something? Because this requires an explanation, probably a bit longer one than other people in the LGBTI community might. So do you have a sort of a way of saying it quickly?
LGBTIE.
Yeah, let's put it out there. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
love
sexual,
it.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
Look, yes and no. Often it's sort of coupled in with a lot of other wanky things I say about, you know, not being of this world often, and getting, you know, stuff churned to me from other places, and connecting to, you know, being Indigenous, we connect to country and believe that everything has a sort of a heartbeat and a soul. And so when you sort of start to connect to that, you can kind of then allow your energy to kind of float around the place. But... The long and short of it is I often say, well, I'm attracted to the person, not the appendage, and it's what comes from open palms and open heart, and what I sort of feel in my power center, or Sarami will talk about it as lian, so that sort of sixth sense that you get.
And was this something that, again, you kind of touched on when you were doing your acting? So when you're actually required to turn inward, as actors often are, so you're able then to kind of have a look and see how that flow affected you particularly?
Yeah, well, I mean, it was really interesting because we had to do a lot of work on sort of our parts. So our inner child, our critic, our pleaser, our pusher, all of those different things. And I had to do this exercise where I went back into sort of into young Matt and why young Matt didn't have a best friend or didn't sort of have many male friends. And I sort of from there was able to sort of realize that it's because once I had this energy with someone, I didn't know what to do with it. Mm. And so for, you know, at least if it were energy with a girl, well, then coming from the country, that's you can have that girlfriend or you can, you know, whatever it is. But I stayed away from the guys. So then when I did all that acting work, it was then sort of just a coming into myself.
Right. I found this really fascinating because does it require a particular focus or is it about letting yourself go to where you pull to, or like what's how does it work?
It takes no focus at all. It's actually when you
like the sound of that
when you take your thinking brain out. So we live in a world where people go, I think this, think that, right? Yeah. Brains. I call it zombie world, right? We're all thinking things. But when you go
that's
to,
where I live.
When you go feel, how do you feel physically? How do you feel emotionally? And what are your love languages? And you take that away from this sort of area that we live in and you just sit in your body, then you let the energy pass through you and everyone vibrates at different levels and if it pings, it pings.
Cool.
Well, there's a bit of pinging in here tonight, so if you want to ping along with us, feel free to send us an SMS to join in the conversation. 0427 Joy 949. Send us an email onair@joy.org.au. How else can people get involved?
They can also find us on Facebook at Triple Bypass on Joy and on Twitter at Triple Bypass, which James is currently updating, so check that out now. We're doing cool stuff on the Twitters, tweeting, pinging out tweets. I don't know. Actually, that's interesting. Social media would probably be a way that really cuts you off from people's energy when you're talking to them. Hey.
Yeah, it does, absolutely. And I, in myself, like, I hate having my sort of my smartphone and fubbing and people sort of doing these ones. I sort of open myself up, open palms, open heart, and it really does. It really does. We've created a world of non-communicators. Like, we want to communicate energetically, but when it's sort of into your palm, you can't get it.
Can I ask, how does radio play into that?
That's a really good question, isn't it?
Yeah.
How does radio play into it? Well, I mean, you can still have a connection through sort of oral sort of listening. If, like, we just had Garrett on the show and someone said, oh, he sounds like he's got lovely eyes. Well, something's connected to that.
Like he's got lovely eyes. I like that.
Yeah, you certainly can connect through.
But and also music and what that does to our senses.
Well, I'm asking because radio is considered to be one of the most intimate mediums there is. And I guess I'm just wondering how that would apply given that from the sounds of it, when you're attracted to somebody's energy, you would need to be in the same room as the person, I would assume.
No, well, not even, you see, because I once I had a crush on the lady's voice that said, the next station is Werribee.
Oh, well, me too.
Yeah, and it was just something about that. Yeah.
The W?
She just was so confident. She knew exactly where we were going, and that was just really comforting.
No, I don't know what it is, but it is certainly something if it hits you.
Just wait till you're in Paris. If you ever visit Paris, the trains, the Châtelet.
Well, you are listening to Triple Bypass. We're going to come back and chat more about this. This is really fascinating. Stay tuned. This is Joy.
Hi, I'm Kylie Minogue, also known as Kylie from Camberwell, and I'm a proud Joy member, number 285.
Thanks, Kylie. This is Triple Bypass on Joy 94.9. You're here with Anthony.
And James.
And Ruby. And Matt.
Oh, and Matt is here.
We have stolen Matt Coleman from Urban Dreaming for the show, and that was Rick and Beach by Hooray for the Riff Raff, who is a beautiful queer Puerto Rican singer, which we found through the help of our wonderful producer. We've been talking about... Matt doesn't identify as bisexual, so we have decided not to kick him out, and he can stay, as we discuss.
He's a friend.
This idea of being energy sexual, of being attracted to someone based on the energy you get from them, and the different ways you can enjoy someone's energy and get in touch with that.
I've never really been a strictly bi show. I mean, despite the title, we do like to...
And all the songs.
Welcome pansexual people and...
Non-monosexuals.
Anyone who's anywhere between the bookends. There's a whole lot of lovely books in between the bookends. And
I just think anyone attracted to more than one gender. It's probably... Or anyone... And even then we've had people who are not... We just like every... People are great. That's the whole...
Yeah, people, that's exactly right.
Yeah, that's the whole idea of being... Of, you know, not being hetero or homosexual is that people are great.
Totally. And if you want to check out a bunch of bisexual and other identifying types talking about that, go to our Facebook page.
Triple Bypass on Joy.
You know what I'm talking about.
Just a search. You can also message us on 0427JOY949. Email us at onair@joy.org.au. And you can find James on Twitter right now at Triple Bypass. We stole that from the doctors.
I love it.
Yeah. So you've been, we've been working on a few shows this year so far, because you have, we were talking before about your acting and how that actually really helped you kind of understand your sexuality.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And the, like, this year's been full on in terms of the shows that I've done, but also more about my sort of self-identity and learning more about my indigeneity and what that means. But did a couple of really beautiful shows earlier in the year, one of No Sugar and then Black Diggers as well.
So what are those about?
You don't want to tell me about them?
I was just like, No Sugar sounds like, is it referring to physical sugar or referring to refusing affection? Like, give me some sugar of sugar?
So No Sugar is an Indigenous play, and basically what it did was it told stories of two different families in WA and what it meant for them to live on the mission, and this whole concept of having protectors who were white men put in charge of sort of Indigenous mobs and what you could and couldn't do. One of the families...
So regulators.
Yes, regulators. Yep. So, but they had those fancy titles of protectors. We're here to help you. We're here to protect you. And they would do things like put smallpox in the blankets and stop you from having your rations and all of that kind of stuff.
Sounds similar to almost like Handmaid's Tale, where they call the guards that watch over them the angels.
Yeah.
It's like the name of it. That'll take to try and shape people's perceptions of what it's supposed to be.
Yeah, yeah. And that was a... if you ever get the chance to read No Sugar or see it somewhere, it is one of the most gut-wrenching plays you'll ever see.
So what was it about that particular play that helped you to connect to some of those sort of laser things that you were talking about, like energy, your indigenous identity and other things?
Because the story ultimately is it's black voices. So allowing the voices of our First Nations people that have been oppressed for so long to be on stage and listened to is something incredible. And all of the stories within No Sugar, each of the cast members, and there were eight of us, we could all connect to a different part of that story, whether it were the massacres on the killing fields or whether it were the stolen generation or, you know, in my own story, my great-grandfather was taken away and the black was belted out of us, ultimately, was what sort of happened. And so we could all sort of connect to a different part of that story. But what it does is once you've got this grounding and you start to learn about yourself, it means that you're able to open yourself up for more opportunity. You know, I always talk about the heart being a muscle. You see all these gym junkies in the gym, they're breaking their fibres down of their heart. You've got to have your heart broken in order for those fibres to grow stronger, and therefore your heart gets bigger. You've got more opportunity to sort of pull in love or energy.
So should I be hitting the protein? Is that kind of the...
Hit it hard. Hit it hard. Or just go hard for love or for energy. I was saying to Claire earlier today that... you know, anyone who...
Claire produces both Urban Dreaming and Triple Bypass, and we love her.
Yeah, she's just a wonderful human being. But I was talking about how if you, as a human, start to go, oh, no, I'm not... I don't feel that energy, or I'm not attracted to this person or that person, you're missing out.
Amen.
Totally.
Amen.
Because I'm thinking about this... And again, I'm probably intellectualizing here. I'm trying to stay with you energetically.
Don't be a zombie.
I'm being a zombie, right? I'm so big. Because I'm wondering about this energy that you have to manage and hold when you are enacting something that is so deeply connected to not only the politics of your and lived experience of your culture, but your on stage, you're performing, you have an audience. There's so much to have to integrate and grapple with in that moment. And you're saying that they're the moments that you connect with something really significant.
Yeah, oh my God, I'm an energy succubus. Like, that's why I do theatre, because the more people that are there, the more energy I can pull in. And I was talking earlier, it's hard when you get a collective energy, like this collective energy. It's kind of, you're like, well, where is it coming from? Mm-hmm. Who's got it and who doesn't? And
me.
Then, yeah.
It's me.
I'm just, yeah. Well, you know.
And then it becomes a two-way process, of course, because you do, like, workshops with children and teenagers, acting workshops and that sort of thing, don't
yes.
you?
Yes, yep.
And how does that work with the whole energy management?
Well, so in that respect, it's kind of, you know, it's not attraction energy, but it's about connecting again with, so if I'm working with young kids, then it's going to their level, because everyone has been a young child, everyone's got the opportunity to play and be in that energy. And so I just sort of tap into that energy and I go to where they are. And I mean, this world would be a far nicer place if everyone just connected to their inner child.
Look, I agree on some levels, but then also I think children can be sociopaths. And I mean that in the idea of them not understanding consequences and then, like, you know, just complete free-for-all, you know, because they're not aware of the consequences of their actions. So,
yeah, but what that is that's your mum energy coming in, or your
I have a lot of mum energy.
When we're talking about being kids, I'm talking about that joyous nature and that questioning of why, and they don't see gender and they don't see race and they don't see any of that. What they see is a kid that can be a dragon and it's going to get me. Ah!
Right.
Right, and they just play.
Yeah.
One of the things that I really associate with that childhood energy is that idea of laughing when nothing's funny, just laughing because you're happy.
Yeah.
There's that thing where when adults laugh, you sort of go, well, what's funny? What's the joke? But with children, it's like, oh, no, there's nothing funny. It's just I'm happy.
Speaking of being happy, we got a message.
Oh, we did get a message. We got a lovely message. That, whoever it was didn't put a name on it, but thank you for the message anyway. Hi, Bewitching Buyers. Loving the conversation around energies and exploring how we are more than simple labels created by society to shove us into boxes when we're such amazing beings. Thank you, whoever
thank you.
You are.
We're energy vibrating amazing beings. At that.
Yes.
That's right. And if you want to join in the conversation, let us know how your energy is going today. You can message us on 0427JOY949 or email us at onair@joy.org.au.
And we are going to continue after a few short messages. So stick around. This is Joy 94.9 and you're on Triple Bypass. You're listening to Triple Bypass on Joy 94.9. I'm Anthony.
I'm James.
I'm Ruby.
And I'm Maddie.
We have Maddie here. We stole him from Urban Dreaming.
We did.
And we are the bisexuality show here on Joy, talking about people who are into lots and lots of people.
Can I just mention, that song you just heard was Yana Alana and the Piranhas. Yana Alana is a Melbourne-based cabaret performer. And that was a cover of a Peaches song, and it's amazing. The video,
such a good song.
Just tweeted the link to the video on our Twitter, and
you need to check it out.
The video was filmed. Maybe don't check it out at work. It's a little raunchy.
If you want to find our Twitter, it's at Triple Bypass.
At Triple Bypass, and yeah, the video was actually filmed at Hares and High Inners right here in Melbourne.
Right.
Wow. So nice. We have been chatting about. We met particularly about Matt doesn't identify as bisexual. He identifies as energy sexual or into people who have cool energy.
Yeah, ultimately.
Yeah. And I suppose while that song was playing and we were grooving, because I was definitely grooving, we were talking a bit about how with bisexual people, one of the things that we've talked about on the show a lot is that we have very high levels of, well, we're the like in the LGB sexuality spectrum, we're the most at risk for very negative mental health outcomes. And a lot of that comes from not having a way in and not having a community and not having that linkage. And I suppose, does having a term that is even more removed in a way from what people understand about sexuality, is that alienating? Does that cause isolation, do you think, from you and from the LGBTI community and from you and the straight community and just in general?
Yeah, it is interesting. I mean, it does sort of sit out on its own, I think, because when you try and explain it to anyone, ultimately, that isn't sort of the same, they'll try and go, well, okay, so you're bisexual, or okay, well, you're pansexual, or you're this kind of sexual, or you could be this, but are you sapiosexual? What are you attracted to exactly? Like, and it's really hard unless you've got to go into then a conversation about why you're so sort of energetically in tune, and then that sort of all these layers go on, and you do sort of, you know, sit out in the ocean on your own and kind of be like, hey. Hey, come, it's fun here.
And at the same time that you you can deal. We have to deal with all the negative effects that can come from dating someone who appears to be of the same gender in a society that still isn't very cool with that, as we are finding out in abundance at the moment. Do you think that there can be that? Is that frustration difficult, particularly within the queer community?
That's a really good question. I think it is, because do you know what? The more that I sort of explore the community and the energies and things like that, I find that even within it, our community is trying to label each other as well. Like, it's like, oh, so you fit in here. Well, no, right. But, well, you're lying.
Well, we pride ourselves on diversity, yet we get anxious the more diverse we become.
I know, and that's hard, isn't it, when you start throwing other things in there. It's like,
yeah.
Have you had issues as well? Because I know that you come from a country town, a regional centre.
Yes.
What is the name of that country town?
Wagga Wagga.
Wagga Wagga. That's, yes. That's actually my hometown as well. With great. Half the people in the studio are from Wagga.
It's true. So half the studio from here right now is from Wagga Wagga.
Yeah.
So
it's the first here on Dribble Bypass.
So it must be what makes us kind of energy sexual or bisexual is the Murrumbidgee River. Maybe sports stars and bisexuals.
Maybe I just like... Maybe my parents. I think my mum must have visited there during like her pregnancy. Right, just like went for a swim, and that's how it happened. Of course,
right. That water must have reached Kalamata Beach because my mum must have.
But I mean, it sounds like by the time you actually started on this journey that you're on, you were well into your adulthood, chronologically speaking, and maybe were you like living in the city by that stage or?
Yeah. But, do you know, like, obviously, when I was at school, I had more female friends than I did have male friends, and I did music theatre. I wasn't into sport, you know, so all of those indicators say gay.
I find that so funny because, you know, when you see guys who are into girls who do musical theatre, there aren't that many guys, and there are a lot of girls. And I was like, that's gay. I'm like, I think they're just clever.
No, and that's exactly what I was. Like, I had so many showmances. It was a beautiful thing. I was fork number one, and my first major girlfriend was fork number two, and we were together for a long time.
What were you forks in?
Oh, Beauty and the Beast.
Of course. Yes. Be our guest. Good times.
Absolutely. Eggman one, and Milkmaid as well, and transformed couple number seven.
As Aussie comedian Steve Hughes once said, when he was doing home ec and guys who played rugby were calling him gay, he's like, yeah, that's right, I'm baking cakes with 30 chicks and you guys are showering together.
Yeah, right. See you. See you
there. Yeah, smacking each other's butts, getting right up in there. Now, you've actually chosen a song for our show tonight, which we're going to be playing soon, but I do think it needs a bit of an explanation. Oh, that's not the right way of putting it, but, you know, a bit of a lead-in. So Alan Cumming, who is a fantastic bisexual performer who talks quite frequently about, he's like, I'm married to a man, I'm still bi. He makes a big point of the fact that, you know, our community has a habit of coding people, that we all want to code things as comfortably as possible. So it's, okay, it's a guy with a guy, it's gay, it's cool, it's done. Now, can you tell us why you chose... So this is a song from a musical called Reefer Madness?
Yes, yeah.
And that musical is based on a scare campaign?
Yeah, absolutely. Alan Cumming's character goes into a high school, and it's all of the parents of the high school kids, and basically says if they partake in the reefer, that they're going to turn into zombies. And Reefer Madness, the song ensues, and their loving children's faces change on their sort of things, and then they smash windows and start to crawl in and like...
Wow.
Yeah.
And so why did you feel like playing this show, this song on our show?
He sensed the zombie in the room.
Well, just, you know, I talked earlier about this idea of zombie land and the difference between feel and think.
Yeah.
I love a bit of Alan Cummings. I love Reefer Madness. And so I thought, why not put all of those things together?
Look, it was interesting to kind of once, like, because I was just given the title of the song. I was looking up and just like, this can't be it. This is, okay. Cool. Yeah. It's a pretty chill tune. We should let's stick that on. So Reefer Madness by Alan Cumming from the musical, which is Reefer Madness. Here.
Yeah. One of the amateur theatre places are putting it on in a couple of weeks.
Well, so if you like the song, you can Google and see when it's going to be coming to a theatre near you guys. We'll be right back on Joy.
Hey, we're the Veronicas, and you're listening to Joy 94.9.
Indeed you are. Triple Bypass, in fact. And I'm Anthony.
I'm James.
I'm Ruby.
Maddie's here.
Matt is our guest tonight, who is a frequent presenter on Urban Dreaming, which is the show that is on at 8 o'clock on Tuesdays.
Tune in. It's a great show.
Thank you.
And that was his song, which was Reefer Madness from the musical Reefer Madness, and that was Alan Cumming. We're all quite big fans of him. So, and as you mentioned, that was a song about how he's trying to terrify a whole bunch of teachers about the dangers put forward to their children by something and just kind of wildly exaggerating claims. And it just felt really familiar.
Yeah, doesn't it?
Sounds very Greek.
Just
it's Greek. Anyway, let's not go there. Move on.
No, please share.
What do you
like
mean?
Like the exaggerated scare tactics. That's it sounds very much like Greek mothers. Sorry, yeah. Man.
So is this a musical that you would like to be in? We were talking before that you've been in a few shows this year, No Sugar and Black Diggers.
Yes. Yeah. No, I love musical theatre, and I love Reefer Madness. It's a lot of fun. But when it sort of comes around on the cycle, I'm always really busy. It's hard to be busy, isn't it?
It's not right? meant to be.
Yeah, no. So I do really enjoy this one, but I would love to be in it. But, you know, you can't win them all.
We have been talking on the show tonight about other identities that kind of fall within the being attracted to people with gender as not a main part of attraction, or gender as not being it's not a closer for the deal. You know, gender is not the foremost part of attraction. And I suppose it is. We're coming up to Bi Visibility Day. We've been in Bi Awareness Month.
Yes.
And it's this Saturday that we start to kind of... And the reason we have Bi Visibility Day is to kind of... Even people who don't necessarily use the term bisexual, it's just a day to remind everybody in every community, straight and not, that there are people who are attracted to more than one gender.
Yes.
And that they are also part of this experience and deserve to be seen,
right,
and not erased from the narrative.
And it was actually thought up as an excuse just for bisexual people to get together and have a good time with each other as a community. It really was started as a party, you know, for people to just say, yeah, we're bi and all the other identities that don't fit at either end of the spectrum, and we're going to have a good time and bugger anyone who doesn't.
All the things in the middle of the Kinsley scale. So everything between 2 and 5, that's us.
Yeah, right. No, and I find it interesting, and I love the idea of bi visibility awareness because, you know, in all communities they go, well, bisexual is just a bridge to gay or lesbian. There's no...
Actually, if you're a girl, more likely it's like you're doing it for male attention. You're actually straight. It's just the guys who get coded as you're a gay coward as opposed to you're a straight attention seeker. And the default is always you like dick.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
The dick is magical.
Yeah. Penis envy. And I think that's the beauty of bisexuality, that we grapple with that tension, which I think that there's something about that offers up some space for other people to maybe question their own identity as well, to not feel so fixed in it.
Well, I think given that the extreme importance our colonialist society places on gender, it makes sense that any sexuality that says, oh, actually, that's not the most important thing to me, questions the foundations of that society.
Right.
So by saying, well, actually, I can be attracted to people, it firstly dismisses the idea that you can't be friends with someone of a gender you could be attracted to, because we would have no friends.
Yeah.
Right.
No friends.
Right.
It's true. You know, and so I suppose there's all these things that are kind of fought against, and you know, and even within the LGBTI community, there's still a lot of pushback. And we're getting there, though. It's getting there, and I think as that understanding comes, and maybe misunderstanding, as that understanding of the fact that bisexuality is valid comes, the understanding that within that kind of umbrella, there are all kinds of different ways of experiencing attraction, like what you've been talking about, Matt.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that anyone, and I say this all the time, and it's probably just me, you know, judging everyone else, but I say that if you do just put yourself in that one box, or you don't open yourself up to possibility, and that's all it is, it's surrendering to the mystery and just being, you know, then you miss out on so much, you know, whether
half the population.
Yeah, half the population, right? but just connections in general, you know, even if you're not attracted to the person sexually, you may miss out on, you know, a deep connection otherwise, a deep learning, something that they will give and share to you. You'll miss that just by being like, well, I'm straight.
There's a lot of activity which isn't sexual, but it would be considered unacceptable for, like, for example, two straight men, big sucker, take air quotes there, to engage in. You know, whether it's like just hugging a bit too much, or, you know,
it's okay if they say no homo.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's
magical, no homo. Or just two fully clothed men just like laying in a bed or sleeping in a bed together. And, you know, not having sex or anything like that. But that even that is just like people go, oh, I don't know. Oh, and it's like...
Oh. I think a bit of that's modern. I think from what I can understand, a lot of in the 50s there was a big pushback, and it's been a huge detriment to men particularly because they've lost a lot of affection. They aren't able to show affection in their friendships and their relationships anymore in ways that, you know, were once very normal. But I suppose one of the things I'm curious about, and again, I really hope I'm not being offensive when I ask this, but you know, you're Indigenous, you've got an Indigenous background.
Yes.
Is there... Within that, like, in that culture, is there an understanding of this idea of being attracted to energy and people and without the kind of idea of saying, well, there's gay and there's lesbian and there's this and there's that?
Yeah, so, I mean, that's a hard one because within Indigenous cultural community, there's over 500 different nations. And those different nations are completely different countries, let's say, that have their own rules, protocols, laws, that kind of thing. So it depends on where you sort of come from as to... how strict they are with those types of things. But in some of the communities, it's actually celebrated that you sort of have, you have two energies in you. And so it makes you more special.
Yeah.
Right? And I'm, you know, that's certainly me. I'm a Gemini as my star sign. And I say that I'm absolutely ruled by two different, a masculine and a feminine energy.
So two-spirit, I think, is the term they use in Native America and in Canada.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's just another one of the First Nations people or the Indigenous people of the world. So lots of those sorts of terms are coined here as well, and yeah, that idea of two spirit in some communities, it's really a very special thing.
I think we had a Canadian singer, Shawnee, who is a two spirit, and she actually talked about again how her art helped her kind of make those discoveries in herself, like spending that time really focusing inward. That allowed her to kind of open up. And
yeah, and you know, that happens to me as well. You know, you have to go sort of inside, and you have to find those sort of dark crevices where you sort of push things down and just be unapologetically bold and be brave to be like, this is me, and I'm going to turn all my lights on and see what parts of other people that lights as well. You know, never dim your light, but allow your light to shed light on someone else.
I think that also ties into the power and the courage involved in just being vulnerable, that idea of vulnerability and being truly open and honest, letting down the barrier and just being completely open, because that's part of turning the brain off and just being allowing yourself to be a being of pure feeling and emotion.
It's strength in vulnerability,
yes,
the other way around.
Because it can feel very empowering once you've put yourself out there and you do confront vulnerability and then you get through it and actually the experience changes. We've had a message come in from Jade. She says, hi, sweetie. She says, whilst I lean towards gender diverse attraction, I might be a queer sexual bisexual. I identify as bisexual because I honour those who came before and fought for respect for multigender attraction.
Hmm.
Happy bisexual season.
It is. It is the season of us. It's great. And we are coming up. This Saturday is Bi Visibility Day. There's actually some activities going on at Drummond Street. So that's at 100 Drummond Street in Carlton. Depending on if you're, you know, into something quiet, from 2 till 4, there's board games with the bis.
Yes.
And from 6 till 9, there's a bi buffet and boogie. So introverts and extroverts and omniverts alike, there'll be something you'll like there. So you can check that out. We actually post the information for that on our Facebook page, which you can find at Triple Bypass on Joy.
And for those who want to dance into the night, you'll have to get along to those events to find out where the secret bi venue is.
Secret bi after party.
It's so secret, even I don't know where it is.
Me either.
We'll take a short break. We'll be back right after this. You're on Triple Bypass. Stick around.
Hello, good thanks. This is Effie, and you're listening to Melbourne's most uplifting music mix on Joy 94.9. How ace is this?
It is really ace. It's Triple Bypass, and this is Anthony.
This is Ruby.
And James.
And Maddie.
Talking about people with high energy...
Yeah, absolutely. Effie. Well, performance in general, you got to keep that pumped up, though, I suppose. So, Matt, you have done a lot of acting. So
yes.
Do you find that the audience kind of, you get to suck up all of that delicious juice?
Yeah, absolutely. That's I'll throw myself in front of an audience anytime for that sort of energetic pump up. I've done a lot of film as well, and I don't like film because it's so clinical and there's no sort of energy anywhere. So theatre for me, telling stories and allowing my story and my energy to affect you and yours to affect me, it's this beautiful.
Because that's interesting. interesting because I think of the theatre as in something you just go and watch and be entertained by, but you're talking about there's a relationship between the performance and the crowd's energy and response. And
yeah, absolutely. That's a theatre's there to solicit a response. If you're just there to enjoy it, then you're there for the wrong reason. You need to feel something.
Theatre is radical AF. Yeah.
And speaking of communicating with people, we just had a lovely message in. Again, doesn't have an ID on it, but thank you very much for sending in the message. What a great show. My beautiful bi 16-year-old daughter is practicing driving while we listen to your awesome show. Thank you so much for sending that message in. That's great.
That's awesome. Also, my parents were too scared to practice driving with me.
Two hands on the wheel.
Yeah, I never got...
10 o'clock, 2 o'clock.
My dad didn't take me driving either. One straight road.
Yeah, no, my dad was just like, he would get there, be holding on to the side door so tightly that I would just get really nervous and upset. Surprisingly, his sheer terror did not relax me or calm me down.
I wonder why.
And I've remained a calm person to this day.
We've almost run out of time, but I just wanted to say, hang on after our show finishes, because we've got the amazing...
Jam Sessions, that's right. So Jam Sessions is the live music show here at Joy. Queer live music broadcast straight through your radio. Pretty sweet. So they're actually doing a Melbourne Fringe theme show tonight, where they have the cabaret performer Mama Alto on the show. So that's going to happen right on the dot at 10. So don't change that dial, guys. But get ready to celebrate Bi Visibility Day, because it's our day soon. We're coming up, and that's for... us yes. and our allies and for everybody who just loves people.
That's this Saturday, the 23rd of September. Go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/triplebypass. We're going to be posting some cool videos that we made on Bi Visibility.
If you've liked this show, or if you only tuned in now and want to hear more, you can always find our podcast on iTunes or anywhere else podcasts are available, like joy.org.au/triplebypass.
Just quickly, thank you, John, for your text, your Uber driving, and your listening to Triple Bypass. That's brilliant.
Good on you, John. Eyes on the road, buddy. All right. So thank you guys so much once again for joining us this week, and thank you so much to Matt. Have you got any shows coming up that we can bring you on to talk about in the future?
I'm writing a couple of shows. One is actually on energy sexuality or same love.
All right.
It's still in the works. I'm going away for a few months to write about it.
All right, so when we get back, we'll book you, we'll talk about that. It'll be fantastic. And guys, we'll be back next week, this Tuesday at 9. Have a fantastic Saturday.
Happy Bi Visibility Day.
You're on Joy.
No the buys.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.